Hello and welcome to Everyday Creation. This is your host, Kate Jones, with one of 44 tributes to significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these short biographies and recorded them. Each one is an intriguing glimpse into the life and impact of someone who contributed to the soundtracks of our lives. Here's what Sheldon has to say in this tribute.
Ed Ames was most famous for playing Mingo on the series Daniel Boone and for the tomahawk toss on The Tonight Show. But he was a talented singer too. Ames had several hits with his brothers in the 1940s and 50s. Ames died May 21st. In Los Angeles from Alzheimer's disease complications. He was 95. He and three brothers began singing together around Boston. They had their most success after moving to New York City. Our song of the day, Ragmop, and The Sentimental Me were the brothers' first hits. Western swing band leader Johnny Lee Willis and steel guitarist Deacon Anderson wrote the song of the day and recorded it in 1949. The Ames version was more successful. The song reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1950 and stayed there for 14 weeks. The brothers stayed together until the early 1960s when Ames decided he wanted to try acting. He was best known for playing Mingo, a part English and part Indian sidekick to Daniel Boone. He was telling Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show in 1965 how he learned to throw a tomahawk. Carson challenged him to toss it at a cardboard cutout of a cowboy. Ames tossed the tomahawk and it landed in the middle of the cowboy's crotch. The audience went crazy and Carson milked it for everything he could. Carson's ad-libs: "I didn't even know you were Jewish." He was, by the way. And "Welcome to Frontier Bris." Ames started moonlighting as a singer with mixed success in the mid-1960s. "My Cup Runneth Over" was his most successful song, reaching number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100.
This is Kate again. Please go to the description for more information and to hear the song that Sheldon referenced. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the rest of them. Although some of the names are not as familiar as others, the biographies are equally intriguing. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation. Please share this episode with anyone who might enjoy it.